Dumb Laws. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In case you've missed any of the hours and hours and hours of Senate hearings on whether Elena Kagan should be the next Supreme Court justice, they have proven conclusively that she has one important qualification, the stamina to sit there without once losing consciousness. But even if we haven't learned much about her, the questions reveal that some members of Congress, like Senator Tom Coburn, feel that American democracy has been a failure, that it's brought us to the very thing the founders sought to prevent, a tyranny capable of controlling our lives right down to the food we eat.
If I wanted to sponsor a bill and it said, Americans, you have to eat 3 vegetables and 3 fruits every day, and it's now the law of the land, does that violate the Commerce Clause?
Sounds like a dumb law.
Yes, Ms. Kagan, but that does not answer the question. What Senator Coburn is really asking is, could we rely on Justice Kagan to protect us from a government that seems determined to jail us for buying donuts?
But I think that the question of whether it's a dumb law is different from whether the question of whether it's constitutional.
Do you hear what she's saying? The Constitution will not protect us from dumb laws. The Constitution, in fact, allows dumb laws. Judges cannot overrule legislation simply based on dumbness. What she is telling the Senate is that ultimately, the only true protection from dumb laws is to take elections seriously and choose carefully who we elect to Congress. We are doomed! Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.